I'm going to play one last song until the next DJ comes. But this is Breakfast with Lou by Jesse Joe Stark.
Same bleach, same steez, same old blue jeans. I wanna have breakfast with Lou. Same face, same place, same old good taste. I wanna have breakfast with Lou. See the sunrise, light his lonesome face. He takes a walk down to you.
listening to Indie Crayon? Indie Trash?
Indie Trash? I don't know. It's the return of your favorite WMFO show.
I know. This is really some exciting stuff.
Super exciting.
Yeah. And of course, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tough Freeform Radio.
Can't forget that you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tough Freeform Radio.
Yeah, so we were chatting earlier today. There's so much good new music out.
Oh my God, it's so good. It's
so we'll
good.
Try and play.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, we'll try and play as much as we can. But there's only, you know, only so much time we have.
There's only so much time we have.
In 2 hours.
In 2 hours. at one point I will leave AC for a little bit. If for those of you who were listening to my show last week, WMFO en Español, little trial run at the start, at the top of the hour. So at 5, there'll be like 15 minutes of a couple of professors in the Spanish department who are going to be chatting about. And then and then maybe my sister will join.
It's really an exciting day.
It's an exciting
You're
day.
You're in for a treat.
Trash Crayon is going to be electric.
Truly.
Truly.
Okay. I think we're going to start it off with Anything You Want by Eliza McLam.
Yeah.
Takes a long time if I do. I know how to speak to what I can't see, but I'm sick of it trying to find you. Giving you an out in the conversation, cause I'm always bringing up the worst of it. But you're taking my hand and you're taking me in. When I'm in the shower throwing up in the drain, I explain it's not about you. Everything I'm feeling we
All right, guys. So that one was prep school gangsters. I accidentally said it as prep school vampires. I'm realizing. Hey, guys, just realizing now. So it's not vampires. It's gangsters.
New Vampire Weekend.
I feel like you've listened to more of it than I have. Do you have thoughts?
So feelings, I've actually maybe? Only heard. So I've heard the four singles that came out. Obviously they're fantastic. I think out of those four, Capricorn has been my favorite. Mm-hmm. I do love a dramatic guitar chord. Big fan.
Yeah.
But I, on my way here, so my priority for listening today, in all honesty, has been the new Lizzie McAlpine album.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it through once. It was good. I have thoughts.
Okay. We'll get into that. Yeah.
Time. But I put on Ice Cream Piano, or whatever the first one's called.
Yeah.
Heat. I loved it.
It's so fun.
Like, it sounds like they're having fun. And like it's good to hear them go back to more like a what is it, Modern Vampires of the City?
It feels
a lot more like that versus like I loved Father of the Bride.
Yes.
But great album, so yeah. Good. But like this feels very nostalgic Vampire Weekend, and mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah. I have thoughts and feelings about Father of the Bride, because I remember that one, it was like nominated for best like alternative or Grammy or whatever that category is, mm-hmm. but it was also James Blake's Assume Form was nominated for the same category, and Vampire mm-hmm. Weekend won, and James Blake is just my favorite musician like ever.
Yeah.
And that album is so beautiful, and I just felt like, you know, the Vampire Weekend one, like, why are all the songs like a minute and 40 seconds?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Although I do love Father of the Bride was like a big thing for my family because I have three sisters. My oldest sister loves Haim. So yeah. She's like, okay, obviously we're the Haim sisters. Where does Gonzalo, the only boy of the family, fit in? And so when Vampire Weekend released like half an album with Haim on Father of the Bride, my sister was like, fine, you're part of the family now. And I was like, great, thanks. Thanks.
That's so funny.
What's his name? Ezra Koenig?
I think
Ezra Koenig for releasing music with Haim.
You're the best.
You're the best.
Bringing the family together.
Bringing the family together. But yeah, that's the vibes. I always think about my family for Father of the Bride. So I love it.
That's fair. That's fair. Not to tear it down when it has familial connections.
Familial connection. We love familial connections.
Yes.
But also like, I get mad when my favorite artists don't win the Grammys.
Yeah. It's like they don't matter, but it's like, come on.
All right. Rest in peace, Noah Kahan, best new artist this year.
Who won this year?
Victoria Monet. I haven't heard a lot of their music.
She's great, but I also heard that she's been like writing songs for other people in the industry for such a long time, and now she's like releasing her own stuff, which is very cool.
Very cool.
All right, so we were talking about some new music. Off air, I was saying how much I love Cowboy Carter, the new Beyonce album, and
I haven't heard any. I know, I'm terrible, so bad, very, very bad, no good.
I love it. I think she's like a historian, like the way she writes all this stuff. It's so good. And my favorite thing about Beyonce albums is that she just has like crazy writer's credits and producer's credits. I want to say it was on her self-titled, maybe. Maybe I'm making this up, but I know that Caroline Polachek was a writer and producer for one of her songs. And that's her only Grammy right now.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
For a Beyonce record.
That's wild.
I know.
Good for Caroline Polachek, but like, that's not the name. See, you've tossed out a couple names here for like co-writers that I wouldn't have, like Ryan Beatty.
Yeah.
Who I love. I love Ryan Beatty. Andromeda is a personal favorite.
Yeah. Arlo Parks.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote No Angel. Anyways, but yeah, I think we're going to play one of the songs that was co-written by Ryan Beatty, because it's actually crazy that he was writing these songs. But like, listen closely, because I feel like you'll be able to feel it in like the harmonies and the way that it all just like meshes together so beautifully, because that's so Ryan Beatty. Yeah. Okay. So.
Yeehaw.
As much as I would love to do Bodyguard, that one is explicit. So we'll do Two Hands to Heaven.
Ooh, yeehaw.
Bottle in my hand, the whiskey up high. Two hands to heaven, wild horses went wild. Rhinestones and diamonds both shine in the light. Two hands to heaven, my whiskey up high. Oh, that only God only knows why though. In the Arizona heat, summer flings all your bare sides. Slip into my dreams every night, be the good guy. Who am I to judge my baby? Sugar cane, hitting them 16 switches. Candy, apple, green, candy, paint. Swirling 24 inch spinners. Swirl. Don't judge me, baby. You would never judge me, baby. Your life, two hands to heaven, my whiskey up high.
swirl.
Baby,
There's a song in my head, oh, a line that never stops playing. I'm not sure how it ends. I can't remember when I heard what you were saying. I'll make the best start of the worst. I'll make up half the words and where tea should ever been. I'm never heard because it hurts to be on the outside looking in. Well, I do my best to listen.
All right, you guys, welcome back. That one was Song in My Head by Madison Cunningham. It's a lovely song. I love her other song called Hospital, and then I found out that that wasn't even like her most popular song, so I started going through the rest of her discography, and she is so wonderful. The next two songs, I don't even know how to do this intro for them. They're two songs, they both don't have words, but they're both just... So beautiful. This first one, it's by Tame Impala. It's called Jeremy Storm. I love how it builds over the course of the song. And they both just have really fun guitar parts. So I hope you enjoy.
Thank you. Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
did you see me as your fairest as you went and led my second life away? All I want is to be away with you. You and I could be as one, you know. No, it's all a game I wanted. You've come out here to waste my time.
All right, welcome back. That one was Second Life with Emily.
Great song.
Oh, so glad you enjoyed it.
Hello. Oh,
there we are. You're on mic two.
I'm on mic two.
That's so crazy.
We're back. Hi, everybody. I left for a little bit. In about 8 minutes, WMFO en Español.
Really exciting stuff.
Really exciting stuff. I gave a little crash course on some training stuff, and now we're back to chatting.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. So up next, we're going to have a song by Haim. I was inspired when you said that your sister's coming in later, and we've bonded over how much we love this band. Haim. And I can't wait to meet your sister and talk about Haim. Anyways, here is a song from their album Women in Music Part 3 called Los Angeles. Enjoy.
Los Angeles, give me a miracle, I just want out from this. I've done my share of helping with your defense, but now I can't dismiss, it's killing me. Hometown of mine, just got
city in the world, but it was not my home. I felt more alone. Was I just dreaming?
Short skirt and a long jacket.